Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Journaling Workshop. These journaling pages are life-changing. And when you engage with them on a daily basis, you take your power back and you learn how to use it. This journal supports me and so many others to improve our lives every day. And I am just so excited to share all these nitty-gritty details with you and answer any questions that may come up for you. So I'm Kate, and if you're new to my work, I'm the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Govel Shin, and these journal pages were created from Florence's teachings. And for over 25 years as a metaphysical teacher, I've supported thousands of people throughout the world to improve their lives through classes, meditations, masterminds, webinars, angel readings, and my books. And now, thanks to all of you, I'm a four-time best-selling author at Amazon, and three of those books are based on Florence's teachings. I'm also the founder of the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership, and I teach classes based on the Game of Life, the Secret Door to Success, and the Power of the Spoken Word, bringing Florence's magical timeless teachings into the 21st century. I'm also a host of a monthly manifesting meditation that's a powerful tool to strengthen your manifesting muscles and build your manifesting momentum. Now, this little guy, I'm a miracle magnet. He's my little stick figure guy, and he's going to help me to show you. I'm not going to do a lot of show, I guess, with him, but anyway, he's involved in a lot of my classes to show you how energy moves. So anyway, we're going to dive into our workshop, and this is how it's going to flow. We're going to talk about why we get stuck in painful life cycles, and then I'll share the journal pages, and we'll go through each section, and I'll explain in detail why the section is important and how it supports you, and I'll also take the guided journal sections a step farther, giving you insight to life-changing, simple action steps that empower you. And before we go any further, I'm pretty excited, and you've probably got a lot going on in your life. So first, let's just take a couple of really deep breaths together. Let's do that together to bring our heart and mind back into harmony. So just take a really deep breath and exhale. And take another really deep breath. And when you exhale this time, just drop your jaw to let the air out. Don't purse your lips, just drop your jaw. Can you feel that tension sliding out of your face? I don't know about you, but I got a little anxious getting ready here today. And I can sure feel it. I can feel it as it just, when I take another deep breath and I drop my jaw, I can feel that tension just not only sliding out of my face, but even my neck and my shoulders, they start to relax. So if you'll just take deep breaths and exhale by dropping your jaw throughout your day, you won't get tired as fast. And you'll give your brain the oxygen it needs to think more clearly, bringing your heart and mind into better coherence, not to mention giving your vital organs the oxygen that they need to stay healthy. And before we go any further, I want to go a little deeper into breathing and bringing your heart and mind into harmony. You know, years ago, I learned to quiet the mind technique from Deepak Chopra, and it was a really short meditation technique that addresses different sections of the brain to quiet our thoughts and bring our heart and mind into harmony, into coherence. And I've put music to this, and it's about 5 minutes, but it can be done in less than 3 minutes. And I do share this with permission of the Chopra Center. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for us real quick. So if you'll just close your eyes just for a moment. I'll make sure I'm playing the right one. Here we go. And with set intention, we quiet our minds. So just get comfortable. And with your feet flat on the floor, and your hands gently in your lap. Close your eyes. And now with a very deep breath, focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And with another deep breath, focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Just allow yourself to feel the breath as it enters and leaves your body. Breathe in slowly and exhale into the awareness of you and all that you are. Embrace your presence. Embrace your awareness. And choose to be love, to feel the vibration of your love essence within you, that connection with the divinity within. Breathe in that love essence. Focus on the breath. And with another deep breath, feel that beating of your heart. When you're ready, open your eyes.
So I've added this to the central web page so you can have this as a separate audio. And I've also added it with 60 minutes of music so that you can use it for your own meditation. And when I can feel my heart beating, I know I'm ready for the next part of my meditation. But don't be troubled if you don't hear or feel your heart beating. In time, you will. And full transparency, there are times I have to rewind a few times because my mind doesn't want to settle. And I have to really focus to calm it down. But practice always makes it easier. And it's really beneficial to quiet the mind and bring your heart and mind into a better harmony before a class or a workshop like this. Because when we're stressed, and most of the planet is to some degree, our energy is shrink-wrapped to our body, and there's no energy left to think, much less take in something new or something that we want to dive deeper into. Quieting the mind opens the way to take in what we're experiencing at a much better level of focus and understanding. Okay, so that being said, let's talk about how we got here in this energy of stress, chaos, and confusion, how we got programmed. You know, I'm human, and just like you, I'm exposed to and work at overcoming all the human frailties, chaos and the anxieties and the stress and the overwhelm. And I've spent years perfecting living a functioning life while fully immersed in survival mode. And I got really good at it. And some might say I became an expert, and you may feel the same way. You know, at times it seems as though I've had "step on me, I like it" branded on my forehead, and not to mention that huge neon sign with the arrow pointing right at the top of my head that read "narcissist magnet." That one was a hard pill to swallow when I figured that one out. But I was gifted remarkable support tools along the way that supported me to improve my life, and I taught them to clients and my community. And then after 20 years with my plus one, I finally faced the fact that the life I thought I had, the life I thought I was living, it never really existed. And that took more than a minute to get my head around. After all, I'd been teaching thousands of people all over the world how to improve their lives. And then here I was, up to my eyeballs in deceit and betrayal, living a lie as far as my personal life was concerned. And I wasn't innocent in that lie. I had ignored all the red flags for years. And just to be clear, the beginning of the relationship was magical. I fully believed it was a beautiful relationship, till it wasn't. But that's what narcissism is all about, right? Being lulled into a false sense of security. The red flags came in and I pushed them back to the back of my consciousness because they couldn't be true. But somewhere deep inside, I knew that if I looked at them or acknowledged them, I could fall off that cliff I was desperately hanging on to. And then the day came that will live in infamy in my memories of past experiences, the day that couldn't be ignored, and there was no coming back. And when the dust settled, I found myself isolated from people who love me and even isolated from my work. And the pandemic hit. And I was already in survival mode so deep, my energy was shrink-wrapped tight to my body. And there was no thinking greater than just get through the day. It felt like my life was over because I didn't know how I could ever make it better. The ship had sailed to stand up for myself and negotiate that a better way of some better daily experience. That was long gone. He had gotten between me and my work, so I didn't even have that anymore. And my beautiful daughter was mad at me. And I could clearly see how I had allowed him to orchestrate that too. And I felt really isolated. But with this clarity, I could see the part that I played. And I owned it. That was the first step to my new life. Owning my part in all of it. Not standing up for myself trusting someone else to do the right thing instead of taking action steps to improve the trajectory of my life. But you know what? It's never too late to create a new life. I asked my angels to help me, and they did. They led me on a path of guided journaling, empowered guided journaling. The guidance brought in all the support tools that had kept me going and more. And since it was in written form, everything was in one place, easily accessible, and the repetition instilled action, the action to remember to use the support tools. But I was still stuck in the relationship that was never going to be what I thought it was. It was then my angelic team told me I would have to become happy within myself, no matter what chaos, animosity, or painful energy that showed up in my face. I had to be happy within myself. And I had to navigate trial and error. But we landed on a formula that worked. Again, the guidance of the journaling brought in all the support tools that had sustained me and more. And through implementing that guidance on a daily basis, life changed. I became empowered within, and my strength and stamina grew. Full transparency, there were days that were a struggle, but those struggle days became fewer and fewer. They were sandwiched between the days of empowered strength that held my happiness like a fragile baby. And then miraculous opportunities began to fall in my lap, one after the other. And the more tightly I held to my own inner strength, implementing on a daily basis the guidance from my empowered journaling, the chapters of those painful years closed. And I began a new narrative where I held the power. I had control. And I will hold fast to that control every day. And I will never go back to having "step on me, I like it" on my forehead or narcissist magnet used to describe me again. So, before we begin with the guided journal pages, I want to share with you a couple things about survival mode. Survival mode's where most people are stuck and don't even know it. Survival mode happens when we experience something that causes an adrenaline rush and our body goes into fight or flight survival mode. And when the experience is traumatic enough, that survival mode vibration can last for years. Why? Because the body has to flush the chemicals out of the body to regain energetic stability, to regain that sense of peace within. And when the body doesn't flush the chemicals out, it stays in survival mode, on alert to danger. So let's look at this more deeply. When you're in the woods and you turn around and a bear is headed toward you, chances are you're going to experience an adrenaline rush, right? Your brain's registered that you're in danger. And until there's a clear line of demarcation that you're no longer in danger, the body's going to stay on high alert to keep you safe. When the bear walks away the other way, your brain will embrace the reality that you're now safe and the chemicals are going to flush from your system. But what if that bear is a mean boss or a nasty coworker? What if that bear is your spouse or significant other? What if that bear is a job you hate and you don't see a way of getting a better one? What if that bear is bills you can't pay? These bears are way more than stress. These are survival mode paralyzers. They're foundations that lock you into paralysis like a deer in the headlights, and you just can't move. For these kinds of bears, there's no clear line of demarcation that you're safe. So those fight or flight, I'm in danger chemicals, don't get flushed out of the body. Nope. Instead, they have free rein to wreak havoc with all your systems, your nervous system, your digestive system. All your systems really are in danger from your own perception of what's happening to you. So this is what happens to our body. Chemicals are released and your energy shrink wraps to your body and your brain focuses on what to do to regain a sense of safety. But there is no safety. Even though it isn't a real bear and you're not in physical danger, you are in very real emotional danger. And let me just say here, if you are in a physical relationship where you are in physical danger, please get the help that you need to be safe. So another chemical reaction that happens in your body, it immediately begins to store fat, because when you're in survival mode, you're not going to be stopping to eat. And body fat protects your internal organs by cushioning them. And with all of the energy shrinking and fat storing, your brain and heart fall out of coherence. Your brain fires off random thoughts, searching for solutions, but because it can't think clearly, because it's focused on being alert, because it thinks you're in physical danger, it can't get clear enough to come up with solutions. And we can't forget the heart. When you're in survival mode, the heartbeat can be out of coherence too. Your heart will beat really fast from the blast of the memory, that memory of thought that initiated the fight or flight feelings in the first place. And if your survival mode state is caused by your job, you're triggered every day when you wake up and remember the job you're getting up for. And since there's no clean line of demarcation that you're safe with this kind of bear, you don't feel safe. Your energy shrink wraps to your body, and there's no energy left to think. And it really doesn't matter that there's no more energy, because the fear energy you're drowning in won't allow you to think greater than you're feeling anyway. And whether consciously or subconsciously, you're operating in an emotion of fear. And that fear is paralyzing. And if all this wasn't bad enough, if you try to figure out a way to stop the survival mode from this shrink-wrapped emotional energetic state, you make it worse. This is where so many people are right now. They're just getting through the day in survival mode. And to top it off, the awful job, the finances that are in jeopardy, the relationship that sucks the life out of them, they're faced with that every day. So the cycle continues. The thought of what they're experiencing reinforces that adrenaline rush. And in severe cases, thoughts of how painful specific situations of life are can cause a panic attack simply from thinking about it. For me, it wasn't panic attacks, it was shingle outbreaks. But there are supportive tools that you can use to overcome survival mode. Let's see, I think there are five of these. The first support tool is to take a deep breath. And yeah, I know you're breathing, but you've been breathing shallowly, haven't you? And if you're stressed, you've probably been holding your breath. I know it sounds crazy simple, but when we develop a lifestyle of shallowly breathing and holding our breath, we starve our vital organs of the oxygen we need to survive. And don't even get me started on how we deprive our brain of the oxygen we need to think. When we breathe shallowly and hold our breath, our energy stays shrink-wrapped to our body. So take deep breaths, just like we did when we started here. Set a timer on your phone for every hour, or if you're really struggling, set the timer for every 30 minutes. You can retrain your vagus nerve to take deeper breaths. And you'll find that once that retraining starts, your body begins to crave those deeper breaths. And so you naturally begin to take those deeper breaths more consistently. Plus, when you're taking slow, deep breaths, focusing on your breath, you'll bring your mind and heart back into harmony, back into coherence. And the brain and the heart will calm down. The second one is Florence Kovel Shinn teaches us in all her books to bless people in situations to create a higher outcome. I take that teaching a step farther and teach to infuse love into situations and all the people involved and yourself, plus forgive the feelings of unforgiveness that threatens to eat you alive. Now, I know this is a lot to ask when you really, all you really want to do is shake somebody, or worse. Well, the last thing you want to do is think of them in a loving capacity, not to mention forgiving someone of some horrific, traumatic thing that they did or said. Well, I have included with the bonus audios on the Empowerment Journaling Central webpage a forgiveness meditation to help you. But let's unpack this. First of all, when we're upset with someone or something, that emotional energy is less than love, and it blocks us from experiencing something greater than what we're feeling. Let's face it, we manifest the experiences of our lives through our emotions. And when our dominant energy is a form of fear, that's what we manifest more of, experiences of that same fear. And that fear could be anxiety or worry. Now, specifically, this is cause and effect. Our fear energy is the cause that is broadcast out into the universe, and the effect is the fear energy experience that we manifest. And this becomes our cycle of cause and effect. Fear energy perpetuating more fear energy experiences. It becomes a cycle that feels like it's out of control, but that out of control feeling is based on an illusion of fear. That out of control victim mentality is the result of programming to believe that we have no power. And it's a lie. We are tremendously powerful. You are tremendously powerful. And it's time to accept that fact and use that power. And we use that power by breathing deeply and infusing the situation that has upset us with the love of the highest order. And I'm not talking about how you love the color blue or how you love your phone. I'm talking about love that is your essence. Love of the greater consciousness. Love of the highest order, that great consciousness of love. The closest thing I can think of in this physical world to compare this love to from this physical world point of view is maybe how you feel towards your pets, or how much you feel the bliss of being in nature, something that speaks to your soul in a way that defies description. I'm talking love of the deepest gratitude that causes the cells of your body to sing and washes fear from the realm of possibility. I'm talking love that is your essence, reconnected as one from the divinity of the greater consciousness within you, that God part essence. This is the love I'm teaching you to infuse into the situation and the people involved that have upset you. And when you can, sincerely from your heart, infuse the situation and people involved with this love of the highest order, you can also forgive them. Remember, forgiveness doesn't condone behavior or mean you're in agreement. Forgiveness is the gift of healing that you give to yourself, and it sets you free from the pain that unforgiveness holds. You've probably heard that holding someone in unforgiveness is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, whoa, okay. Well, that makes sense. Love and forgiveness open the way for a higher outcome. They set you free. When you infuse a situation and all the people involved with this love of the highest order, forgiving what has happened, you raise your vibration out of fear to that higher vibration of love. You don't feel anxious. You don't feel angry or resentful. You don't feel any of that anymore. No. Instead, you feel at peace from deep within. And when you can sincerely from your heart infuse yourself with love of the highest order, forgiving yourself for your part in the experience, the foundation of your life shifts and you overcome physical world programming. You rewrite neural pathways of belief, Florence calls them records. What, some kind of records? Anyway, she calls them some kind of records. When you can sincerely from your heart infuse subconscious records, that's what it is. I knew it would come to me. Thanks, Florence. When you can infuse those situations and yourself and the people with love sincerely from your heart, you move energy and you create a new foundation for your life. Because you're not carrying around all that pain anymore. You don't have that block of energy. And when you've transformed those less than love, anger, unforgiveness, resentment, pain, and suffering feelings within you, that fear energy can no longer engage with you. And even better, that fear energy doesn't get mirrored back to you as another awful experience. Infusing this love of the highest order into situations, the people involved, and yourself, healing with forgiveness. This is your control. And within that control, you feel the peace, gratitude, strength, and stamina. And your life takes on a new meaning. Your life begins to change and improve, and miraculous experiences begin to happen for you. Again, I have included a meditation to guide you and support you to forgive what you've been holding in unforgiveness. And the third way to support you to overcome survival mode is meditation. When you meditate, using the guided meditations I've included in this workshop, you raise your vibration and use your power through the guidance. Remember, I do begin each meditation with quieting our minds with a technique that I learned from Deepak Chopra, and I do use that with permission of the Chopra Center. And that technique brings your heart and brain back into coherence before moving into the love vibration of the meditation. And it is magical. And I did include this technique with the bonuses. Now, if you're like everyone else on the planet, and since you're human, I'm sure you are, you've probably noticed that past experiences that you haven't thought about in years, maybe 20, 30, 50 years, they've been coming right up in your face. And some of those memories are painful. Those uncomfortable memories have been hidden in your subconscious. And if they're uncomfortable, then you're holding them in unforgiveness at some level. Just know these past experiences aren't being revealed to you to punish you. Not at all. They're being revealed to you so you can heal them and be free of that pain. And to do that, to really be free of it, forgiveness is necessary. Infusing them with love energy sincerely from your heart opens the way for forgiveness and sets you free from the energy blocks and pain from past experiences. And when you're in meditation, vibrating in that love energy of the highest order, you can think about these past experiences, and that love energy you're vibrating in will support healing that fear energy, transforming it to love, again, setting you free. So meditation and infusing experiences from the present and the past with love plus forgiveness, they work together hand in hand to support you to create a higher outcome in all areas of your life. And Infusing future meetings with people in situations with love is also very powerful. I've done this standing in line at the post office. It's just that simple. And the fourth thing you could do to help you with survival mode. As a bonus with this workshop, I've already attuned you to distantly to the Chaos Flush energy system if you purchase the program before September 27th. If you purchased after, I'll create your attunement sphere before I send out the notice that this recording is available. The manual for the system is on the Empowerment Journal Central webpage. So if you purchase the program before the 27th, open that manual, read through it, and follow the directions to call in the attunement. The Chaos Flush energy system supports you to flush fear energy out of your body. When I activate this energy system, when I'm really upset, I can feel the uncomfortable energy flushing out my feet. If I'm only annoyed, mildly annoyed, and I activate it, I may not feel energy moving, but I feel better. This energy system is really, really simple, yet very powerful. The hardest thing about it is to remember to use it, just like all the support tools. And that's where the journaling comes in. The reminders are in there. And if you're journaling in the morning and at night, you're continually reminded. And the fifth thing you can do is working with your angelic team. Everyone has a host of angels, guides, teachers, archangels, and light beings with them in all moments. And Jesus has been showing up in angel readings and many of the meditations I created for the deep dive to your empowerment program. He's back, and he literally has your back. And years ago, I learned we each have a worry angel. It was during a reading, and the angels were telling the woman I was reading for that worry wasn't her job. That worry is a fear emotion, and when held consistently, it will make the human body sick. The worry angel asked her to give to him her worries throughout her day, and especially before she went to sleep. He said when she got in bed, he would stand beside her bed and with his worry kettle, and wait for her to place her worries on the bed and then push them off the side into his worry kettle. He explained that the physical act of pushing the worries off the bed engaged observation of the mind and body in the release. And quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when it's observed. So I've included the Meet Your Worry Angel program recording that includes the guided meditation with the bonuses for this workshop. And I've also included the Worry Angel meditation as a standalone audio. Now, typically a Worry Angel's name is simple. My Worry Angel's name is Paul. But it could be anything. So right now, while we're together, let's just set the intention for you to meet your Worry Angel. And just allow and acknowledge whatever name pops into your head. So just close your eyes and just take a really deep breath and slowly exhale. And just do this a couple of times. Just deep breath, exhale, and ask, Worry Angel, what is your name? And just write his or her name down. And if you didn't hear or feel a name, it will come to you. You may be washing dishes or in the shower, but it will come to you. Just allow it to happen. Now, before we dive into the sections of the journal pages, I want to share two things with you before I forget. Number one, my diamond steel force field shield of protection. The angels gave me this when I felt so unsafe, fighting off the energy of danger and animosity, or anger, not danger, emotionally dangerous. They told me to protect myself with this. Dearest angels, please surround me with your diamond, steel, force field, shield of protection, filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy that deflects negativity and all viruses. They gave me this during the pandemic, and since I work with computers all day, they covered all viruses. And I'll say that again, and this is already on the webpage with the recordings, so you can get it there if you miss something here, but I'll repeat it again. Dearest angels, please surround me with your diamond, steel, force field, shield of protection, filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy that deflects negativity and all viruses. The very first time they gave this to me, first time I said it to myself with them, I could hear these, it's like metal doors going boom, 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 surrounding me, closing off, protecting me. It was amazing. I loved it. It works. Okay, number two. The second thing that I'd like to share with you is the dream hack. When you set your intention to improve your life, bottom line, behind the scenes, you're setting your intention to heal all the painful energy you've been suppressing for years. And this means you're processing through a lot of energy every day. And sometimes that processing trickles over into your sleeping time. When I presented the first Scheme of Life Mastery program, we had a very active private Facebook group. And shortly into the program, the participants started talking about having weird, uncomfortable dreams. And I asked the angels about this, and they explained that the students were processing excess energy that didn't get processed during their waking state. And they told the students to do this. Before going to sleep, ask your angels to help you to only remember the parts of your dreams that will bring you benefit during your waking hours. They explained that through the request, they could reroute the uncomfortable dreams and allow through only the conscious mind the parts that were relevant to the waking hours. And this works. Again, that's on the web page, so you can get the text correct, but take what's there and make it your own. If rewording it resonates more deeply with you, do it.